Morning, Oregon, and top of the Saturday morning to you. This episode is the start of a brand new thing for Offbeat Oregon History. The idea is to present you with a calendar of what's going on at various local historical museums around the state. I think this is going to be a pretty significant undertaking, but I don't really know how big this apple is that I'm boldly taking a bite of here. The plan is to spend 1 hour each week calling historical museums and asking them what news and events they'd like to share. I'm budgeting 2 hours for the first two few weeks because there will be some time spent establishing routines and so forth, but on an ongoing basis, I expect this will be a 1 hour a week thing. I'm working from a list of local historical societies curated by the Oregon Secretary of State, and I don't think it's completely accurate because the Oregon Aviation Historical Society is not on it, neither are any of the railroad museums. So if you happen to rep a local historical museum and want to make sure you get on my list, you know, hit me up, or better yet, send me an email to let me know what cool stuff you have coming in over the 3 months. You know, feel free to link me to it if you've got it on a website or something like that, but part of what I think is going to make this special is going to be the personal connections. To get in touch with me, to get something on this calendar, or just to say hi, hit me up at finn@offbeatoregon.com. I'm hoping to get this on a 2 month rotation. In other words, I'll be talking about the same museums 2 months apart, basically, and what they've got coming over the next 2 or 3 months. I've got 52 museums to reach out to, divided by region of the state, and once this gets going, I'll be hearing from probably at least 24 more. Right, places like the Aviation Historical Society that got left off the official list. I think I can get back around to everybody on a 2 month rotation, but we'll see. This is basically the start of a total new adventure. I'm going to start this episode off by just talking about what's going on at the big one, the Oregon Historical Society. They have a website, and I was able to nip over and read from it. I'll be starting actual telephone work next week, starting with the North Coast region, I think. But here's what's going on at the Oregon Historical Society over the next few months. Heritage Trees Living Landmarks. At 5:30 p.m. this coming Monday, August 10th, David Paul Hedberg will be doing a talk of that title at the McMenamins Mission Theater on Gleason Street in Portland. Mr. Hedberg is the principal historian at Oregon History Consulting, and he's going to talk about some of the most interesting trees in Oregon, including old growth stands, the moon trees, Hiroshima survivor trees, and other arboreal topics. It all kicks off at 5:30 with a pre-show walking tour of Heritage Trees in Cooch Park. It's a ticketed event, $5 with the opportunity to donate more, and you can buy tickets in advance at ohs.org/events. 3 Mondays after that, Oregonians Experiencing Archaeology. This one is the one I'm really excited about. It's on the evening of August 31st, starting at 7 p.m. at the Kennedy School on Northeast 33rd. This one is being presented by historical archaeologist Chelsea Rose of Southern Oregon University and Jefferson Public Radio, the host of the Underground History Podcast, and she will be joined by two Oregon public broadcasting personalities, Oregon Experience executive producer Arya Surowijojo and OPB producer Christy Goshi. They're going to be talking about field work and research that goes into new episodes of Oregon Experience and giving a behind-the-scene look at how the OPB documentaries are made. This is also a ticketed event, $5 in advance and $6 at the door, and you can buy the tickets through the calendar at ohs.org/events. By the way, the same program is going to be repeated in Bend on September 29th. That one will be held at McMenamin's Old St. Francis School on Bond Street. Same panel and everything, and again, ohs.org/events will get you all the details. Free admission on the weekend of September 12th to 13th. On that weekend, you can visit the OHS for free during the Sunday Parkways event in the Park Blocks, which OHS fronts on, of course, that are on Park Avenue. This is basically a big block party with vendors and similar cool stuff along a 2.3-mile one-way event route that will be closed to cars so that folks can bike, roll, or walk, or, you know, rollerblade, or whatever they want to do along it, checking out stuff and chatting people up and just generally plugging into the community. This is all in partnership with an organization, which I think it's a promotional organization, called Portland Staycation. To get more details, ohs.org/events will get you right to it. Author and high-profile public intellectual John Meacham. On Tuesday, September 22nd, starting at 7:30 p.m., Mr. Meacham will be giving a public lecture at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on Southwest Broadway. Now, Mr. Meacham is a very big deal. He's a presidential historian and a Pulitzer Prize winner, and also the author of a bunch of New York Times best-selling books, historically oriented nonfiction books. The most recent of which is American Struggle, which I have not yet read, but which, from reading the back cover, sounds incredibly ambitious. Basically, an annotated overview of American political history from, like, 1645 to the present. Mr. Meacham was editor of Newsweek magazine until 2010, started as the managing editor in 1998. Now, there's just too much to recite here, but just trust me, Mr. Meacham is a big deal, and this one will be worth going to. For more details, or to just to read the rest of Mr. Meacham's credentials, ohs.org/events, and also you can buy tickets there. They range from $36 for the cheap seats to $111 for the best ones. Presumably for $111 you could get the Statler and Waldorf treatment so that you could heckle. Don't do that, I'm kidding. Anyway, that's the next 2 months. They also have a really cool community archiving workshop coming up on October 24th titled Portland in Black, Documenting Our Lives in the City of Roses. And this one is free, and you get a free archival kit just for coming. And it's basically a workshop on putting together an archive of your experience and your family's experience. The Portland City Archives and Don't Shoot PDX are co-presenting it, along with OHS and OPB, and it will be at the Oregon Historical Society building on Park Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, October 24th. For more information, well, you know where to find it by now. That's about it, so I'm going to close out in the usual way. Maybe I'll see you at one of these events. Portland is a bit of a drive for me, but I'm especially interested in the one that Chelsea Rose is doing. As you probably know, I've been dragooned into being a regular panel member on Marcus Axford's Welcome to Oregon Live podcast, and one of my fellow panel members is archaeologist David Winkler. I bet he's planning on being at this one. Anyway, that is all I've got for you this morning. So now, let's both of us get out there and start filling up the weekend with good stuff. Bye now.